From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. In U.S. politics, the head of the Democratic Party has resigned as the party's national convention opens today in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The resignation comes amid a fervor over leaked emails that show party leaders mocking and criticizing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while he was waging a challenge to Hillary Clinton for the nomination. VOA's Jim Malone reports a convention might not come off as smooth as had been expected.
Now we have bad blood between the Democratic National Committee and the Sanders campaign, which also goes back several months. Then we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the controversial chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, stepping down now over this furor. It's interesting, the Democrats were anticipating a much more unified meeting than the Republicans had, but their issues are coming up to be a problem, and it looks like they're going to have to spend the next few days taking care of business at home before they can move on to putting Hillary Clinton out as the nominee and focusing more on Donald Trump.
Jim Malone and the rest of the VOA political team will be covering events from Philadelphia this week. You can check voanews.com for the latest. A Syrian migrant was killed when a bomb he was carrying exploded Sunday near a music festival in the Bavarian town of Ansbach near Nuremberg, according to officials. 12 people were wounded in the blast. Authorities say the explosion was intentional and that the man had tried to commit suicide a few times before Sunday's explosion. He was denied asylum last year but was allowed to remain in Germany temporarily. The blast prompted the evacuation of more than 2,000 people from the music festival. Earlier Sunday, Syrian refugees tried to kill a woman. VOA News. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives-rigged vehicle near a crowded checkpoint north of Baghdad Monday, killing 12 people and wounding 37. A Diyala province police spokesman said the blast happened at the entrance to the town of Kales. The checkpoint was reportedly crowded with cars and that a number of them were burned in that blast. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The increasing strength of U.S.-Laos relations was a central focus Monday as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Laos Foreign Minister noted engagement on a wide range of issues, including health, the environment, education, trade, and investment on the sidelines of the ASEAN Regional Forum. Deputy Spokesman Mark Toner said Secretary Kerry confirmed the United States remained committed to continued assistance and cooperation to remove unexploded ordnance and express appreciation for Laos' support over many years to account for our missing personnel. A new report finds a record number of civilians in Afghanistan have been killed or maimed in the first half of this year. That's according to a report issued by the UN Human Rights Office and the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN reports nearly 64,000 civilians in Afghanistan have been killed or maimed since counting began in January 2009. The report notes a progressive worsening of the situation, with civilian casualties reaching a record high this year. The report blames the Taliban, Islamic State, and other so-called anti-government elements for a majority of civilian casualties. It also finds, however, the number of casualties by pro-government forces is increasing. It says ground attacks, followed by suicide bombings and unexploded remnants of war, caused the greatest harm. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN Syrian envoy Stephane de Mistura will hold talks Tuesday with top U.S. and Russian officials in Geneva. It's a move to revive flagging peace talks. The U.S. mission spokesman Paul Patton told AFP news agency that the U.S. State Department's special envoy for Syria, Michael Ratney, will be at the meeting. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency said Moscow will be represented by the deputy foreign minister Gennady Gantilov. U.S. telecom company Verizon is set to announce today plans to buy Yahoo's search and advertising operations for about $5 billion. Yahoo had announced in February that it was looking for strategic alternatives for its core internet business. Over the last few years, Yahoo has struggled to keep up with the changing internet advertising landscape. Some analysts say it has failed to remain relevant. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.